Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. The mayor of Akron, Ohio, says he is outraged, shocked, and heartbroken after police released body camera footage showing eight officers shooting Jaylen Walker dozens of times as he fled on foot from a traffic stop Monday, killing the 25-year-old black man. Police said Walker had fired on them from his vehicle before he got out. Stephen Milette is Akron's chief of police.
There was a gun recovered from Mr. Walker's vehicle. At the time of the shooting, he was unarmed.
An independent investigation is underway. Protesters are rallying at City Hall. Walker's family has called for peace. Russia has apparently achieved a major goal of its Ukraine invasion, the capture of Luhansk, providing them with a stronger base as they press on for the greater eastern Donbas region. Ukraine's military command says it withdrew forces from its final stronghold of Lysychansk to avoid fatal consequences after fending off the Russian takeover for weeks. Ukraine's president, however, says fighting continues in the outskirts. Turkish customs authorities have ordered a ship loaded with grain that Ukraine claims was stolen by Russia not to leave its anchorage off a Turkish port. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports Ukraine wants the grain confiscated.
The Russian-flagged cargo ship was anchored off the Karasu port Sunday, awaiting an investigation of its cargo that's expected to begin Monday. Ukraine on Friday had requested that the ship be detained. According to Ukraine's foreign ministry, at least some of the grain on board had been loaded from a Ukrainian port under Russian occupation. Ukraine has accused Russia of stealing grain from areas seized by Russian forces following the invasion of Ukraine earlier this year. Moscow has repeatedly denied stealing Ukrainian grain. Turkish officials had no immediate comment on the report. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Some minimum wage workers can expect pay raises this weekend by as much as $1 an hour. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports.
Employers in and around Los Angeles and in the District of Columbia must now pay workers a minimum of around $16 an hour. Businesses in Chicago, Minneapolis, and Portland, Oregon are also now paying more. Still, the minimum wage in all of these places lags well behind the living wage, the amount of income individuals need to maintain a minimum standard of living. In D.C., for example, the living wage for a single adult with no children is about $23 an hour, according to MIT's living wage calculator. Meanwhile, record inflation is pushing the costs of living up, especially for some low-wage workers who drive longer distances to get to work and are more likely to rent their homes. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
Several people have been shot dead in Denmark's capital today. Police say a 22-year-old Danish suspect is in custody after opening fire at a Copenhagen shopping mall. Police have not ruled out terrorism. It's NPR News. At least six people are dead in Italy after a chunk of glacier broke loose, slid down a mountainside, and barreled into hikers on a popular alpine trail. Ice, snow, and rock slammed into the group, injuring several. Rescuers say others may be missing. They're using dogs and helicopters in an effort to locate survivors. Avant-garde theater director Peter Brook has died at the age of 97. NPR's Bob Mondello reports Brook's career spanned eight decades and ranged from star-studded Shakespeare to radical experiments in theater form.
Brook directed Laurence Olivier and John Gielgud, put the Royal Shakespeare Company on trapezes for A Midsummer Night's Dream, and made the movie Lord of the Flies with handheld cameras when that just wasn't done. For his masterwork Marat Sade, he had drooling maniacs in rags, rubbing elbows with audience members, shrieking political diatribes, and building to a full-scale riot. Marat Sade brought Brook international acclaim, and he used it to play with theatrical form. He once took actors to a mountaintop in Iran to perform a play in an invented language no one present could understand. Innovations like that and his seminal theater text, The Empty Space, made him one of the last century's most influential theater directors. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
Police in Nigeria have freed at least 77 people, including children, kept in a church basement, some since last year. That's according to the Associated Press. Two pastors are in custody. Investigators say they have not found evidence the church members were abused or forced to stay in the basement. And you're listening to NPR News.